escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And we talked some football earlier with Frances. In case you missed it, check it out on the free Odyssey app. And I can't wait to do more football. We're going to do a heavy football show tomorrow. Obviously, no baseball games to react to tonight with the Mets and Yankees both being off. I'm sure there's always going to be baseball stories, something will come up. Who knows? Maybe the Mets call these kids up. Maybe something happens to the Yankees roster-wise, whatever. But we're going to plan on doing a heavy football show tomorrow. And I think we should have Nick Costos in studio. I'm going to get the scene set. It's only August 8th, but a football Friday. Why not set the scene a little bit with the preseason week one underway here? You got the Jets and Giants both playing on Saturday. I did watch a little Hard Knocks on Thursday. I enjoyed it. Get me back into the season. It's fun to watch a Hard Knocks episode with a real star in Josh Allen and the Bills, who are a legitimate team, as opposed to maybe last year with the Bears. I didn't really get that much into it. So Hard Knocks, a good sign and fun that football is coming. We're excited about it. Can't wait. Hopefully both the Jets and Giants are good. Now, I don't know if the Jets are going to be a good team this year, but I do know that their staff has excellent taste in restaurants. A little birdie told me that the Jets had a nice dinner last night. Hoff, you want to take a guess where that dinner was with the New York Jets?
Chipotle.
No. I mean, that's not bad either. Wendy's, of course, is great. The Jets apparently were dining at our spot, Rails. And I was told that Aaron Glenn gave a nice speech at the half. And I had to ask, of course, well, what does that mean, halftime? Is that, you know, dessert, after the meal before dessert, or is it after the apps before the main course? What would you guess in that spot? I would probably guess after apps before the meal. If you're going to give a speech, you do it after apps. You get the apps going, and it's like, all right, here we go, game time.
I mean, I would think maybe like mid main course?
No, then you're interrupting the main course. You can't do that.
No, but yeah, but like you have seconds, right? Like, I mean, most of the time people have like their first, once the main course comes out, you get like the first dish, and then it's like, boys,
yeah,
we gotta go. We can't let this sit.
No, I was told there was a big speech after the apps. Aaron Glenn and his staff enjoying a little Rails, which, come on, God bless them. I know they got good taste in that, and then Glenn gave that speech before the meal, firing his team up. Let's go. Obviously, with the off day yesterday and back in action today with the practice, training camp, whatever it may be. I'm all in for Aaron Glenn. I love the fact that he's a Parcells disciple. Parcells is my favorite. I think Belichick's the best to ever do it. Parcells is my favorite. So I love the fact that you have Aaron Glenn, a Parcells disciple here. I just want to see it implemented. I don't love Justin Fields. Call me crazy, but I like a quarterback who could throw the football. Now, I like one who could run it too, but I'd prefer that the quarterback has the ability to throw the football, and Fields just hasn't shown that yet. Hopefully, he could go out there and take another level to his game and combine his skill set with throwing the football well down the field. He has no touch down the field, too many lasers. He has a good arm. I just don't think he's accurate or has that touch to be very effective through the air. But either way, Jets, you heard Francesa talk about it before. He thinks they're going to run the football, and that should lead to some success. Hopefully breed a positive culture inside out, run the football, and then rely on the defense. I think that certain players, specifically Sauce Gardner, are overrated on their defense, but I'd love to see it where Glenn can maximize their ability. Let Sauce run all over the field and chase down and lock down the opponent's number one wide receiver. And Glenn's going to let him do that. So I'm excited for football for both the Jets and the Giants here. I'm not going to let the schedule get in the way. I know Mike made a big point about that. Even if the Giants are better, you may not see it because the schedule's so hard. Yeah, the schedule's hard. You know what? You got to win games. I mean, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear the excuses. Their defense is supposed to be so great, big and bad, all that pass rush that they have there. Carter and Burns and Sexy Dex and Kayvon, go out there and make your presence felt. A great defense should be able to slow down, at the very least, a good offense. And you hope the Giants could have some consistency with their offense. That's where I doubt it. Neighbors is a stud. I don't trust Russell Wilson at this point, and I don't think the Giants are going to be able to run the ball enough. Maybe they don't want to run the football. But you heard Mike talk about the issues with their offensive line. If their offensive line isn't healthy, then I don't care how great a wide receiver they have. Or who their quarterback is. Could be Daniel Jones, could be Russell Wilson, could be Eli Manning. But I am still excited for football, holding out hope that both these teams will be better this coming season. 888-808-1019. Mike is calling from Manhattan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Sal. I want to thank you for keeping the connection with Francesa. You heard him talk about Parcells. It's very hard to keep that connection. I'm grateful to you for keeping it going.
Well,
but
I appreciate you saying that. I just want to say that it's obviously not me. It's Mike taking the time to come on and being willing to come on. But it is something that I don't know if I want to say I'm proud of. Like, I just think that, like, I worked with Mike. First of all, I loved him as a listener, just like you did. And then I had the opportunity to work here at The Fan and kind of learned under him and was able to go on, be a part of his and Dog's show. And then when Dog left, work with him. And I had a relationship with him, and I always showed respect to Mike. So, I'm thankful and appreciative to have that friendship now, years later, where we just talk about sports, whether we're hanging out at Saratoga or on the golf course or through text. I love talking New York sports with the legend, and you know, it's an honor to be able to call him a friend, but also just show him respect for what he did for this station and what I love to do. If not for him and Dog, I wouldn't be here because I wouldn't want to do it. So I
right.
love Mike, and
well,
I'm glad that
I wouldn't be on the phone.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be on the phone. But
yeah, well, there you go. Yeah.
Two things. He said on Shane and Dable, they got two outs. The veteran quarterback does a little good, or Jackson Dart shows something, they'll probably get them another contract. What happens if it's only six wins, and we really don't even get to see Jackson Dart? Maybe he gets injured and something, or whatever the reason, we really don't know. That's what I want to know about Dable's contract, because I don't believe in him at all.
So what do you mean? What happens if who gets hurt? What are you talking about? Russell Wilson?
Like say if they drag Wilson out to week 12,
yeah.
You know, and they show Dart, a little bit of Dart, but we still don't know what he is.
Yeah,
For four years we didn't know what Daniel Jones was.
Yeah, I still think,
Mike, waiting to know what he was.
I believe, now I don't know this, I believe that you're going to get another shot next year with this regime, Shane and Dable and Jackson Dart. Now, I don't know that, but I just get the feeling that that's how it's set up from ownership. When they made the decision to keep both Joe Shane and Brian Dable and then select a young quarterback in Jackson Dart, which is something we've been begging and screaming and yelling and kicking for them to do for the last 3 years, whatever it is, when they first got here, I think it's set up now beyond this year. I would look at this as at the very least a two-year window for Shane and Dable. Could be wrong. If they bottom out, maybe then they make changes. But I would look at this, me personally, if you do the math, it screams this year plus next. The hope is that they're going to be somewhat competitive this year, not just in the record, but you know, game to game, week to week, show that they can be competitive and actually score some points. I mean, call me crazy. Is it possible to score some points? Maybe. Like, I've been a Brian Dable backer. Hard to back them when they win three games and the offense is one of the worst that we've seen, regardless of who the quarterback is. Figure it out. Move the ball. So they need to see those steps, like professional football steps, to a competitive level. And then forget the record-wise, but as long as they can be somewhat competitive and then transition to Jackson Dart and see some signs from Dart, then I think you're going to get that second year. But think about, let's just say worst case happens with the Giants. And I don't know what could ever make us think that worst case would happen with the Giants. But let's say, or the Jets for that matter, with New York football. Let's just say that it's worst case. Offensive line banged up, can't run the football. Russell Wilson's no good. You know, whatever. Neighbors, if he's healthy, he's going to put up big numbers regardless. But it's just not working offensively. Defense is overrated. Tough schedule does get the best of them. And the Giants win, you know, are winning three games this year or whatever, two games this year. Is it going to be enough to say, well, okay, well, we'll transition to Jackson Dart, and then they bring Jackson Dart in at what, week 10, 11? And then if Dart doesn't show signs, then are they going to fire Daboll? Like, I could see a scenario. It's got to be worst case scenario. But if they did, even if Dart comes in after the Giants struggle and they did go to Jackson Dart, do you really think that it would be the right move from ownership to fire Daboll and then have a new regime come in? Or even at the very least, let's say they keep Shane and fire Daboll and have a new head coach come in and kind of have the young quarterback Jackson Dart forced upon them? Like that. That's how you get in a bad way. And then it's going to be the same thing that we had with the prior regime forcing Daniel Jones on this current regime. Like, that's what happened. Daniel Jones was a Gettleman guy. And Jones was forced upon Shane and Daboll. And we were yelling and screaming about it for 3-4 years here.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now it's finally, they have their own guy in Jackson Dart, who's not going to start this year. But it wouldn't make any sense to do what they did in the offseason and then in the draft and all that stuff leading up to the season, only to have a new head coach in place for next year. I think this is at least a two-year project. Fred is calling from Newton, New Jersey. What's up, Fred?
Hey, how you doing, Sal?
Good. How are you, Fred?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Now, I'm a Met fan for 55 years before you were born. And Frankie Montas, they got to release him.
They might.
He's just horrible.
Look, they're going to give him a chance here Saturday, Fred. That's his normal day to pitch. And they're going to give him a chance to pitch. I don't know if it's going to be as a starter. They haven't announced that yet. They've alluded to they might have an opener in front of him. Once you allude to that, to me, I would be surprised if Montas starts. I think they're going to have an opener go out there and then have Montas after that. I was reading the post that talked about how they're going to have a change his pitch mix, maybe. Montas not using his most effective pitches enough. So they're going to try to fix him Saturday. If he does not get the job done Saturday, then I think all bets are off and anything's possible. But I do not believe that if Montas is not good Saturday, that he will be pitching in 5 days from Saturday.
Did you know what he did in AAA?
No.
His ERA was like 11 or 12 in AAA.
Yeah, Manaea wasn't good in AAA either. Like, I don't really get caught up in that necessarily, Fred, and thank you for the call. To me, it would be more about what he's doing up here. To me, it would be, forget about AAA. Look at what he did with the Yankees when he was here. Like, Frankie Montas sucking is the least surprising thing to happen maybe in New York sports history. Show me the person outside of David Stearns who's surprised that Frankie Montas sucked. And to David Stearns' credit, he wasn't here when Montas was here with the Yankees. He was awful. Cashman made the mistake of trading for him. He was always hurt. He was awful, even when he came back healthy. And surprise, surprise, he was hurt to start the year. And again, he's been awful. So I don't think any of us are surprised at it. I think the Mets thought that they could fix him. They thought he was a good value. Whatever the analytics that they see were similar to what the Yankees saw in him. And they thought they could fix him. Well, they thought wrong, at least for now. He's probably going to get one more shot. But if the Mets are who we think they are, and if they want to be taken seriously, and I think that they do, then I'm okay with giving him one more shot Saturday as an opener, you know, with an opener in front of him, or if he starts the game, one more shot Saturday. That's it. It can't be anything beyond that. If the Mets have him and he goes out there and gets hit hard Saturday and they have him take the mound again 5 days later, then I don't know what we're doing. Then David Stearns and Carlos Mendoza are not who I thought that they were. And the Mets organization does not have that accountability that we talked about. And they do not value winning the division. You can't do it. It's nothing personal. Montage, you got to start winning some games here. Artie's in Brooklyn. What's up, Artie?
Hey, Sal, thanks for taking a call. You know, you're not the only one that says that Fields can't throw. But you're getting picked 12th. He's winning the NCAA championship. And then you're watching film. And you're seeing this guy make these throws. How are people saying he can't throw? You want to argue that he can't throw consistently, make those throws? But if I asked you, who's a better quarterback, Fields or the quarterback from Atlanta? I know you're a big Atlanta fan. And
but which one? Why wouldn't Fields Cousins or Penix? Penix. Yeah, I think Penix has to prove himself. But I trust Penix to throw the football better down. I'm not just talking about, like, literally can't throw it. Yes, Fields can throw it. I don't think he could throw it with the touch and the short windows with the accuracy that needs to be had to be a successful quarterback through the air. I believe his greatest strength is running the football. Penix, while he might be able to run it a little bit, he could throw the football. And by the way, there were some reports, I saw Costos tweeting about this, that Kirk Cousins is at a better camp. So, I'm not watching closely what's going on in Atlanta. But what I saw from Penix last year when he took over, to me, was more encouraging than anything I've seen with Justin Fields through the air with both the Bears and the Steelers.
Okay, so, I mean, I think it's worth the shot with Fields. I didn't know where they were going. And I think that's what the Jet year is all about this year, is to find out if Fields can be that quarterback. But as far as the coach is, I'm telling you, Glenn reminds me of the coach in Pittsburgh.
Tomlin?
He's got that mannerism of way that he handles the media, how he handles the players. I really see him as a coach that could take us to the playoffs and win. All right, Sal, thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, thank you, Artie. And look, I'm not trying to say that. Like, I don't mean Fields literally can't throw the football or he can't make any plays through the air. I remember watching him quite a bit when he first came up. I've said this before because I had him on my fantasy team. I forget what I did with the quarterback situation, and nobody cares about anybody else's fantasy team, but it pertains to the Justin Fields conversation here. I didn't have a quarterback. Usually I punt. That's my theory in fantasy. I'll punt the quarterback spot and get one late. And that year, the guys that I decided to take a gamble on, whoever it was, I forget, weren't any good. Fields was having a monster year, and he was available on the waiver wire. So I scooped him up. Like he was on the verge of breaking out, and I scooped him up, and then he did break out, numbers-wise, fantasy-wise. So I watched him a lot, and he could run it well. But when the Bears were down in those games late, and he was taking a beating too, didn't have a great offensive line with Chicago, even though he was putting up big numbers at least as far as fantasy goes, and maybe primarily on the ground, they were losing. The Bears kept losing. And a big part of that was Fields could not beat the opposition through the air. That doesn't mean he can't make a play or two. And by the way, I hope he improves his game. That's the goal, would be that you buy at a certain level with Justin Fields, give him an opportunity to where, okay, we know what the foundation is with him. At his worst, he's going to be able to run the football and make big plays and be a weapon there. But you hope that he could read the field better, make the proper decisions better, and throw it into tighter windows. That was always my issue, where you get a guy coming out of Ohio State and it looks great. This was, for me specifically, as it pertained to Dwayne Haskins when he was coming out, which is why I didn't want him. Anytime I watched the highlight film of Dwayne Haskins, he was throwing into windows where guys are open by 10 feet. So, yeah, okay, well, look at the results. Look at the completions. Look at the numbers. Look at the wide receivers he's throwing to. Sure, look at the tight windows that he's going to have to throw in the NFL versus what he was throwing in the Big Ten. Like, that's a big difference. So where Justin Fields was a great quarterback at college, it's a totally different game in the pros with the smaller windows. And what I've seen in Chicago and the little that we saw last year with Pittsburgh, to me, was not something that I would feel confident in saying that Fields is going to one day develop into, I don't know, you want to say elite thrower of the football or a great, you know, pocket passer or a great quarterback through the air. You hope that he can improve it enough to where that dual threat can win you some football games. But I don't think Justin Fields will ever be a good enough thrower to be a true franchise quarterback. I'm not trying to knock him. I'm rooting for him. And I think the Jets can have some success with him at the helm. But ultimately, I'm not a believer in him being the answer long term because of some of the limitations that I see with him throwing the football.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.